The Standing Fish Price Setting Panel has released its decision on resetting the price of snow crab at $4.90 per pound. The FFAW strongly disagrees with this decision, claiming the cost of this price change will be at least $12 million to harvesters. FFAW President Keith Sullivan joins me live in studio. Good morning, Keith.
Yes, good morning, Paddy.
So the announcement was that crab was going to fetch $5.38 a pound and then reset to $4.90. How does that work?
Yeah, well, obviously is disappointing. It's some of the most important work that we do is ensure that we get the highest prices possible. Crab is a species that's negotiated once per year generally, but both parties have an opportunity to reconsider if the conditions in the market change. Your listeners and obviously harvesters would remember last year that the market actually increased and harvesters got a 35-cent increase halfway through the season last year because prices went up. And this year there was some softness in the market. ASP seafood producers put in a reconsideration request, reopened the negotiations, and ultimately went to arbitration last week.
So you strongly disagree or are you just disappointed? Do you see the market softness reflect this requirement to change the price?
Well, you know, obviously, started the year, we saw the highest price ever, the $5.38. At that time, ASP put in a price of $4.95, and the arbitrators chose the FFAW position. So obviously, people hoped that that was going to stick for the year, but there was some indicators on some segments of the market, prevalent sizes of these 5 to 8 ounce segments in crab that were softening in price. But our position of 505, we feel, was, you know, much closer to where things should have been. And here, I just have to take a second to give some credit to our committees. You know, there's a dozen harvesters on the committee. You know, they have a lot of knowledge. And if they hadn't negotiated so well this spring for the 538, and again just last week, we probably would have been in a much worse situation. So give credit to the committees. You know, we have hundreds every year and a dozen elected leaders in the case of crab last week.
How much of the crab was in before the price changed?
There was about over 30 million pounds of crab was in, and that represent, I would say, 50-55% of the crab that'll be landed for the season. So we're off to a relatively good start. People were seeing certainly mostly positive news. There's always different other places, so a good amount of the crab was in, but obviously, you know, there's concerns there for people who have not yet landed their crab.
And so the total allowable catch, I think, is somewhere just shy of 27,000 metric tons. Is that where we are?
Yeah, around 27,000, okay. That's right.
Give us an idea how big the crab season is for the harvesters, because obviously there's a lot of money associated with the price per pound, and we've seen cuts across the board. You know, there's a sigh of relief when there was no further deep cuts in shrimp and what have you, and then the price for cod just came out, and that's kind of underwhelming as well. How big is the crab season to the harvester?
Well, for most of the people who were in crab, I mean, it would be their biggest fishery. It's the most valuable fishery in Newfoundland and Labrador. For example, that 30 million pounds of crab that's been landed just in the pockets of harvesters, that's about $170 million. So, I mean, to see a drop in price like this, despite it obviously coming from a high place, it definitely means a lot to people who have had seen big cuts already in the past. And you know, we had 800 people out before the season start who were seriously concerned about cuts in crab. And certainly, luckily, they weren't as deep as many would have thought. But, I mean, when you look at the combination of cuts in quota and a cut in price, you know, that's obviously big concerns. And one thing I'll say about this, and we put it to the leaders in the last election, was we need more information, transparency in information that comes from the seafood producers here, you know, so on product mixes and prices that they generally get collectively. More transparency would serve everybody better in this system, no doubt about it.
So the season goes from April to July. Does that mean that we're done with the adjusting price, or is there still opportunity for either side to reapply?
There's an opportunity for the FFAW to reapply for reconsideration. and you have to meet the threshold of, you know, demonstrating a change in the market. So obviously we're monitoring closely, as we were last year when we were able to go back and have an increase arbitrated. So we'll be watching things closely. We believe that the wrong decision was made here, and you know, it's a short season. That's the thing. So getting a decision soon, is obviously something that would be important if we were able to go back and arbitrate this again. So we're certainly monitoring the markets very closely.
We appreciate making time for this morning, Keith. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much for the time, Paddy.
That's Keith Sullivan. He's the president of the FFAW.